Blog Talk Radio.
Debbie D from calling from Staten Island, New York. Coming from Staten Island, New York. Yeah, I'm together today. I should be drinking. this show is done from Staten Island, New York, with Carlo and Adam. Also, somehow I'm going to try to link them in. This information I got to get from. I'm going to put them on in a minute as co-hosts, which I can do, but I just got to get information on them. I know a lot about them, but, you know, some things I just don't know. I don't know what color underwear they wear. Well, maybe sometimes. But anyways, on a beautiful day today, oh, my God, it was so beautiful. I didn't want to even go in the house. I sat on the porch for a little while, and I'm going to put the guys on right now. Good evening, gentlemen. Long time no hear. I haven't talked to you guys in such a long time.
Who says we wear underwear?
Well, this is true. You know, I mean, there's some things I know about you, but that I don't. Well, actually, I do, but yes and no. Well, I know you wear them when you go out because I've seen you in them. And, you see me in my bra. You know, unfortunately, you poor thing. But, yeah, we got that kind of friendship that it really doesn't matter. I mean, My bras are like tanks anyway, so it doesn't matter. Bane suits are a lot less than my bra. But, you look like a brother to me, so.
Ooh.
Well, I would say son, but, you know, I don't want to do that to myself. It's depressing enough. But, so I haven't talked to you guys in ages. I thought about you the other day. I was going to call you, and then I said, I'm going to talk to him Thursday, you know, then we can reminisce on Thursday. But, you know, because I haven't seen you, really, and I'm probably not going to see you this weekend either. So I was like, oh, my God, you know. I need my shot of Adam and Carlo.
The busy bee that you are.
Yeah, I'm a busy bee. Every now and then, I would just rather just lie in my bed and sleep or something. I just. Yeah. So, Adam, where are you? I don't hear you. Where did Adam go?
Hello? No.
Adam, I see his line open. Where is he?
Use the other phone.
Is he in the potty?
No, he's in the other room.
Sounds like he's in the potty to me. His phone's not working. Okay. You sound exhausted. You really do. You sound exhausted.
I always sound exhausted.
How was your? No, you don't. How was your Easter?
It was good.
When you said that you make the pies, I thought you were talking about pizza pies. So I'm like, oh, he's going to be making pizza pies. You meant, but are these the meat pies or
those
these
are those
like?
Meat ones, see, I have your half here, and I have Linda and Debbie's half here also.
Oh my God, I'm coming over. You know what? My friend Karen, I've been telling you about. Now, there's no guarantee with Karen, okay? And tomorrow is April Fool's, so So as far as I know, we're supposed to be going to dinner around 7 o'clock at this place Jody's over on Forest Avenue. Not far from her. She lives off of Forest Avenue. Yeah.
Oh, I know what Jody's is. It's on Forest Avenue.
Yeah. And so we're supposed to go eat there. But then after we eat, I take her home, I drop her off, I leave. You know, like we don't hang out or anything. And then I don't see her again for another 6 months. Or talk to her for that matter. So, what happened to Adam? His thing switched off.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
Hello?
It switched you off. It switched you on here. Okay, you're on now.
Hello?
You're on.
Yeah, now you're here.
No, but I'm on my cell. It's not the damn house number. Phone is, the both phones suck.
Did you pay the bill?
Yes. It wouldn't be a dial tone if we did, you dumbass.
Yeah, well, gee, thank you. Man, he really had a
welcome,
great week.
Dumbass.
But, you know,
I was like, hello,
dumbass.
Hello, anybody hear me? But it's funny, when Carla called me before on the house, and then we wired up these fucking phones. I think we need new phones. Every year we need a new fucking house phone.
Why is that? That's strange. I started
I think they're possessed by demons. What else?
Is it
say?
The same phone you buy all the time?
Yeah, it's
no.
the one. No, these are different. But let me try with the house number again. Hold on, I'm keeping my cell on. Hold on.
Well,
let
sometimes that happens, though. I mean, you just got a wrong. You got a party line. You must have got a party line or something.
And I also get the speakerphone.
Well, the speakerphone might not be working.
Hold on. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. All right, I put through one. You see another?
She's English, yes. Now you're going to get feedback if you're on speaker.
Can you hear me?
I can hear
you.
You
have to shut the cell phone. Yeah.
All right, let me see. Hold on.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You can hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, that's not nice. All right. Why is this? Is only all right. The house works for now. Can you hear me?
Person,
yeah, I
can
hear
be
me.
The person behind the phone.
You can still hear
Adam,
me.
Adam, where'd you go? Adam, where'd you go? Adam, you still there?
Yeah. Am I here? Hello. Hello.
All we do is get into saying hello.
Don't make
hello?
Me get
yes,
dirty ammo.
Yes,
don't
I hear
make
you.
Me
oh,
get.
God.
Don't get me. Don't make me get dirty ammo because he'll not
he's
be good.
He's going to be pulling him out of a can.
Don't
dirty
get
Elmo.
Me started, lady.
I'm going to make you an Elmo doll with a penis.
Anyway, can you hear me? Can
yes,
you
I
hear
can
me?
Hear you.
Okay, okay. All right, now what?
It's going to be an hour of that. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? No. Can you hear me? No, yes.
Listen, bitch. You don't want dirty Elmo on the air.
I love dirty Elmo.
So let's talk about things. Do you want to talk about things on your mind?
You have things on your mind?
You know, in the news, anything. What's the topic?
Well, first place, our friend was in the hospital last night.
Which one?
She has pain, Linda. She has pain on her. Right now, they're at a psychic show that I didn't go to, but. I didn't want you know, he's been on TV, James Von Progen or whatever, and he was $60. He's got to talk about angels and stuff in Jersey or something. So I didn't want to go because I didn't really. He's going to talk about angels and this and that. There's no guarantee he can read you or try to read you. So I was like, no, I don't have the money for that. It's just, no, all right? So they all went, whatever. But meanwhile, she was in the hospital in the emergency room. From earlier to the day till like 12 o'clock at night, they did every test you could possibly think because she has a sort of pain that's been bothering her on her right side between her hip and her stomach, I guess, in that area on the right. And was a pelvis. They everybody calls it the hip pelvis and whatever. And they still don't know what it is. I think it's colon related because when I looked it up even, it said, of all the organs that are in that area, and a lot of them are your colon. And she hasn't got a full colonoscopy in a while, which I got an appointment next Wednesday to go to the doctor to set up full colonoscopy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, because I hate them. But I hate the procedure of happened to drink that crap to go through. The colonoscopy is a sense. It doesn't hurt. It's easy. You know, okay, you might be a little winded afterwards. But other than that, you know, the drinking that shit, you know. So
you lose
now, no, I don't know. I lose a lot of air. I, like, fly around the room when they stick that hose in me.
Which hose?
You know, Well, they stick a camera hose in your in your butt.
Can you hear me? Which hose do you stick in you?
Well, not the doctor's hose. You know, if it was my heart doctor, that's a different story now. Now you're talking. Now I'm like, don't give me any anesthesia. I want to see everything. But I want to feel everything. But this other doctor, you know, he's pretty good. I've been going through him for a couple of years. I've been getting a colonoscopy every year. But I'm so late. I am way past due because everything that's going on with my mother, you know, and then my mother's back's hurting her a little here and there.
You hear me? It's like you're pregnant.
Yeah.
It's like you're pregnant. You. You said, you know, it's been a while. You're about to. You're late. You have AIDS.
Well, that shit has really just, like, gone into another whatever. No longer exists, thank God. But the chance of me getting pregnant, I have a better chance of winning the lottery. But, and I don't want to, you know. I mean, that's the last thing I want to do. But, have a child. But, you know, they let her out.
Can you imagine changing diapers again 26 years later?
At my age? I'm a step away from wearing diapers. I'm like, why would I want them? A child, you got to run around and. Can you imagine breastfeeding and my kid was starved because I only have one breast. So usually you have to alternate between breasts. When they drink that one breast, later on you got to give them the other breast. I wouldn't be able to feed them all night. They'd be hungry. You
have one.
Of your children, that's not nice.
And now the hospitals, they want you to breastfeed. They don't even want to. Now the hospital's so different. When you have a baby, you're in there for like a day. Then they have the baby in the room with you. You have to get up in the middle of the night now instead of them in the nursery and change it and feed it. And they want you to breastfeed. They don't want you to use the bottles anymore. They're almost making it a law that you breastfeed because it's healthier for the babies. I mean, this country's getting so dictated. And then here we go with Trump telling women should be, if they get an abortion, now they want to take abortion away totally. And what is it going to do? It's going to go back to dirty doctors in an abandoned building giving women abortions and watching them die if they take
abortion away.
He's
open his stupid mouth.
He is going to lose big time. Now he's saying that women should get arrested if they have an abortion. Are you kidding me?
Someone needs to beat the shit out of him.
Hey, you know what? He's going to get assassinated anyway. There's so many people said that they will kill him if he ever becomes president. He's going to be. Somebody's going to take care of his ass.
We'll sit back and watch. Who cares?
The government will assassinate him.
Yeah, but then he's saying stupid shit. He's really retarded. He's not smart. He's a retard. He's worse than a retard.
That's all he's been doing is saying stupid shit. He's been just saying whatever's on the tip of his head at the moment.
The guy that they arrested is part of Hillary's clique, even though he was supposed to be favoring Trump.
He's got people that are beating up people. He's got guards that are touching women. He's got, people are fighting. See, with Trump, he is splitting the country in half.
Oh, yes.
Some guy had it. It was on Facebook. I don't know if I put it on last night. He's holding a sign for Trump. And all the people that aren't supporting Trump got really angry. And they were like, you're an idiot. And they knocked the sign out of his hand. And this and that. I mean, a lot of people. And then he held the sign of Bernie because a lot of people want Bernie. And
no, I don't want
they were like, giving.
Chili. we can't. I don't trust that bastard, that old 79-year-old bastard.
I don't know much about him. I really haven't paid attention to him.
You hear what he's saying? He's a socialist. He's not for us. He's not for the middle class. None of them are. They just say
isn't he a Democrat?
No matter what, they all lie anyway. So I don't trust him.
Yeah, let me tell you, when it comes down to it, they'll tell you anything to get their election.
The vote, yeah.
I mean,
so I'd rather have Hillary. Honestly, at first I thought freaking Trump, you know, with the border shit and the stopping the Muslims from coming here, which they should, because I don't trust those refugees.
Yeah, but
Hillary
talked about it too, but she talked about it in an intelligent and appropriate way. Where
yeah.
Trump was just like, you know, I mean, see all the fights at his rallies? I've never seen any person that went up to be a president have so many fights at their rallies, and then him saying, oh, they should kick him in the face, they should punch him in the mouth. Yeah, that's what he wants our country to be, so violent? He's bringing out violence.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can't be saying that shit and then wonder why people are getting so violent. He's pushing it to be that way. He's separating the country. This half is fighting against this half. That should never be. He's supposed to be joining the country, not taking sides. You know, and most people, and everybody feels this way. If you are voting for Trump, you're a big prejudiced bastard. Big prejudiced bastard. Because he doesn't like the gays any more than he likes the Muslims. So you want to talk about a prejudiced person? He
I'll
let
him get made.
Major.
First thing you hear me?
Let him go by.
Maybe they should assassinate him when he's in office.
Let me tell you something. The government will have him assassinated.
Oh, yes, they will.
Don't you think the government is behind half this stuff? Don't you think Marilyn Monroe and all that shit wasn't done by this country?
I know, just like 9/11 was planned by our government. Same crap.
You know, I don't know if it was planned. I know that they knew it before it happened.
They knew all about it. Each president knew, Clinton and Bush. It was on their table.
But why would they want to kill people and destroy a beautiful building? That doesn't make sense.
War for the oil. If you look at the thing of 9/11... Number one, that building's, a plane went through it, but the way they came down is the way they demolished a building. There was bombs in the basement again. It's the government, because, you know, the government, they wanted a war. No one gets that through their head. Our government's here to kill us. Look at all this crap that they're approving. Oh, FDA approves this. It could make you die, this and that. Really? Come on. You know, they want us Americans.
You know, I was trying to tell my nephew today about something I'll explain to you on another time, that you got to watch out for I support the police, but they stick together, and you cannot go against them. It can make your life miserable, because I have a friend that son got arrested, and then the father wrote a letter to a higher up about somebody that in the police, whatever, that was picking on him. And that police officer got in trouble. And then after that, all they did with that guy that wrote the letter's son, all they did was arrest him, then let him go, put him on, he's on probation, then arrest him, then search his house. All they did was harass him for getting this. And you can't win. And I said to my nephew, it's like Hitler, this country is run like organized, crime. It's very organized. You can't do anything. If you do something to these people, you're going to live to regret it. They make all the decisions on this. We have no involvement whatsoever. We're run, we're controlled, just like any other country. And nobody realizes this. Freedom? Where's freedom?
There's no freedom.
There's no such thing.
They should stop saying, oh, we care about people. You don't care about Americans. You care about foreigners.
That's all you damn ass care about, bringing people in this damn country. Not even care about the Americans that live here and born and raised and bred it here.
You know, I mean, this country is so screwed up and run by some of the most conniving, evil people you could possibly think. Hey, they thought Hitler was bad? I think most of the people that run this country are bad.
And I'll tell you, if Trump does get in there, you know, I did favor him going in. If he picks Fatso Chris Christie, that's it. We're dead. We're dead. We're dead. We're totally dead.
Well, I don't think Chris Christie's going to have much
more.
Cool.
Yeah, fat
but,
pig running as VP and an idiot who doesn't
let
know
me
shit.
Tell you something. I wouldn't be surprised if Chris Christie tries to get Trump killed so he could take over.
Never know. Never know.
Because he wants to be president in the worst way.
And then someone shoots and I assassinate his ass.
You know, there's going to be a big war in this country between
Giuliani.
Everybody.
I'm sorry, Giuliani.
You know, well, Giuliani was my boy, but, you know, he doesn't want nothing to do with it, and I don't blame him. You know why? Because he knows about all this shit.
Mm-hmm. And he was a prosecutor. An attorney before he became mayor. And now he's attorney again. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Cool.
Oh, Chris Christie, you mean? Oh,
Giuliani.
Giuliani, yes. I thought you were talking about the other idiot. But, yeah. You know, but I don't know. But I'm definitely not voting Trump, I could tell you that right now. And I have a friend that I'm going to probably see tomorrow that is a Trump supporter. But I'm hoping that she, the friend I was talking about going to eat.
If you get down early, come by and come pick up your pie.
Well, I wanted to see you at some point. I know.
You
I'm like, well, if we're done by 8, 9 or whatever, not 8, but 9, I figured you'd still be up.
Of course,
oh,
Bob.
It's Friday night.
You know, but, well, Friday night, you're working and you know what I mean? And you're tired, you're up early in the morning.
We always have time for you.
Yes, Debbie.
the way you said it, too. We always have time for you. You know what? Take a nap, and then I'll come in the door, pal.
Nah.
Funny. Don't worry, I'll let my dog eat you.
You can watch Adam eat the waffle Sunday. No.
The waffle what?
Sunday.
What time does Ralph stay open to?
11.
Well, I can always pick you up and we can jump in the car and go to Ralph's.
There you go.
All right. That's fine.
It sounds like it's fine. Yeah, if I get done with her around 9, I was gonna say to her, we wanna come meet some friends of mine. See, I want her to meet everybody, right? She wants to meet my friends, but she's iffy, like you have to catch her at the right time and stuff. Because, she just don't like to just go with me. And so I was going to be like, you wanted to meet a couple of friends of mine. I was going to ask her, you know. Matt, remember the last time I went out to eat with her and you were at Dakota eating?
Yes, you came to meet us.
Yes. And I came afterwards and met you.
I can't believe you were done already.
I'm telling you, just pick her up, go there, order her food, eat, talk, leave. No, we don't even show him to sit in the car and talk to me.
You know, thank you.
And she don't even invite me in the house. I mean, I've been in her house because I went in there and for her birthday and, huh?
Hello?
Yeah?
She doesn't like you?
Does she like you?
Yeah,
she's the one that always wants to get touch. I'll explain that deal later too. But she's the one that always wants to, like, go out, like, get in touch with me. I miss you. She sent me, you know, I want to see you. You know, I know her for about 4 or 5 years now through a friend. Started dating her, and then they broke up, and we became friends.
So you never finished the story.
And,
so getting back to our friend, what did they discover in the hospital that
and,
she had?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Anyway, by the way, this girl's 41, I think, so she's around your ages. But nothing. They don't know nothing. They think maybe muscular, but I told her I think it's colon. And so she is going to see her colon doctor anyway now.
NYU. Go to NYU. They know shit. Staten Island will kill you. All these doctors don't know shit.
Well, I told her that winds up killing us. But they gave her sonograms, CAT scans, ultrasound. They gave her everything you could possibly think and came up with nothing.
Well, they better not dim the lights in the place she went to, or she might fall asleep. The angels better be floating, otherwise she might fall asleep.
Floating?
Is that nice to say, Carla?
I said floating.
Loading away.
Exploding?
Exploding.
Like the high level.
Loading, not exploding.
Like the boom.
Yeah, you know, like when I go to sit down on the chair, it goes ba-boom.
Who's the... You explode when you go to sit down on the chair? Oh, you got the porch. I bet you that was beautiful.
It'll be a lot. You'll be like 2 pounds if you explode, like me.
What do I got?
On a cool night, because it's getting cool a little bit. Like it's getting, like you know, it's got that. Well, the weekend's supposed to be freaking cold, but I'm coming over your house, sitting on your back porch there on a chair, and just
you
sitting
would,
out.
You can. Today was beautiful.
You come home, you find me on the porch there. How'd you get in here? I climbed the fence and jumped up to the thing.
What do you think about this thing with Susan Sarandon and Deborah Messon?
What about them?
In the Twitter feud, I'm reading on TMZ because Susan Sarandon likes Trump, and Debbie doesn't like the way she's favoring idiots.
Did you see poor Patty Duke passed away?
Yeah.
She
you know, they can't get into a political war. That's stupid to even.
But do you know how she died, Patty Duke? I saw it already.
She had some kind of septic leak.
Hold on. I'll tell you the story because we all have to look into this because a lot of people die from
that. It's septic leakage. It's when there's hairs in your intestines that leak out the bodily fluid. That leaked out all the bile.
From a ruptured intestine, that's how she died.
That's poison.
Yeah, it's your feces and your thing are poison. That's why they have to come out. If they don't come out, they can poison your body.
What comes out?
The shit. If the shit took out of your body, it could kill you.
What comes out? The shit.
Damn shit.
Well, I hate to put it that way, but that's the way you understand it.
They recover from this, but some survivors are left with permanent organ damage or missing limbs due to amputation.
Yeah, because that's why if that goes back into your body, it's toxic.
Holy shit.
Literally.
I better stop flushing.
You better start eating fiber. Get plunges every once in a while.
I've known of people that died. I've heard of people dying from that.
Listen, in 2009, there was a 12-year-old named Roy. He scraped his arm while playing with friends and eventually began vomiting and complaining of pain in his leg. Doctors sent him home with Tylenol, but 3 days later, he died from severe septic shock. Wow.
You ever see that show, A Thousand Ways to Die? Well,
yeah,
there's 1,001 ways to die. There are 20,000 ways to die.
And this is what sepsis means. S stands for shivering, fever, or feeling very cold. E, extreme pain or general discomfort, as in worse ever. P, pale or discolored skin.
Sleepy, difficult to wake up, or confused. That's the S. I stands for I feel like I might die. And S, shortness of breath. So that's what Sisyphus means. Okay. That's good. Oh,
but I didn't know she was 69. I thought she was older.
I thought she was 90,000
years
old.
That's what I thought. I thought she was in her 70s. I didn't think she was so young.
That one could look like Linda Carr, who's 64 and is still beautiful.
Because wasn't that show that she did the twins back in the 60s?
Yeah, yeah. You know, she's only 11 years older than me.
A Parent Trap?
You know, I'm like, I was like, I thought she was a lot older than me than 11 years.
I know a lot of them age bad. Look at, you know, only a few.
Well,
like
her first husband was Gomez Adams from the Adams family.
First husband was John Astin, and she had her child, Sean Astin. We're a big fan of her son, Sean Astin. We like him.
Right, and then she married Gomez Adams from the Adams family.
But she hasn't been married to him in years. She was married to some guy for 30 years before she died. So they divorced way back when. And I know, it's a shame.
It's a shame, yeah. And that was the second one in like a few minutes. The first one was...
Well, the first one was Frank Sinatra. And I said, I put up on my Facebook. Then the second one was...
the guy that was on all those shows.
Well, and the ex musketeer killed himself by alcohol poison.
No, wait. The second one was, well, I put it on my page because I put on the second one. I put, remember they come in threes.
Right.
When I seen the second one. And then
The musketeers. Remember the musketeers? The one, this guy.
Which one died? Chubby? Kirby?
Marquet Lynch. He was a former all-new Mickey Mouse Club star, died of acute and chronic alcoholism. He was a former co-star of Britney and Ryan Gosling back in the days with Christina Aguilera and Justin Timberlake on Kids Incorporated. No, Musketeers, I'm sorry. Wow.
Yeah, but that's not like the one with...
yes, he didn't have anything...
You know,
yes.
That's not the original Musketeers.
No, the original ones I used to watch. That's in that for Nicello.
Yeah, but you know what? You're too young to even remember them, though.
I used to watch the black and white version when they had the
reruns, I guess, or whatever.
Before they had Britney Spears and Justin on them.
Because to tell you the truth, I'm kind of a little young myself for that
song. You're such a baby.
I'm young for that. The Musketeers is back when my mother was a teenager or whatever. They're a
that was
my time.
Many years ago.
I mean, he must think that I'm like an old tree or something. I'm finding out the truth, Adam. Just how old you think I am.
It took you all these years?
I'm not your mother's age, you know.
Oh, wait. Get this. I just read it on Yahoo. Clinton, this is coming from Bill Clinton. Sanders has right to stay in race. Does not think the Vermont senator needs to give up despite trailing in a delicate count. Wow, he's not even backing his wife. That's fucked up. That perverted.
Bill Clinton?
Bill Clinton is standing behind Sanders. I don't think he wants his wife to win.
Why would you?
It says right here, the former U.S. president does not think the Vermont senator needs to give up despite trailing in a delicate court count. He's got a lot of supporters. This is from Bill Clinton. His wife might be beating the shit out of him now.
Well, that sounds like that was a setup to me.
Not
I don't believe
what?
Anything I hear. I mean, they make up things on
this is coming from
internet.
Bill Clinton. I'm talking about Bill Clinton. They just posted it.
I know, but there's no guarantee it was Bill Clinton.
Everything they post is not real.
A lot of them is real.
I don't, You know, they will do anything to. Don't you know that's the game of the whole thing, which is really tacky, though. They start dragging out every little shit thing they can find to degrade them.
It's called dirty politics.
Oh, you hear about that show in Manhattan? The Broadway show that only hires no whites but blacks and.
Hamilton. Hamilton. No.
Shit.
Is it Hamilton? Because they hire blacks.
Yes. And Mexicans and they won't. They tell you not to. If you're white, don't apply.
I know. That show, I would never go. That's all rap crap anyway. I would never go. It's supposed to be a
question, but come on, you got to have
everybody. Gary Shandling died. Gary Shandling, the comedian.
That's who.
Yeah, because I put.
Attack.
Okay, I put. Okay, Gary makes two. Frank Sinatra Jr. was one. Who will be number three? If I was a celebrity, I would be afraid right now. That's what I put on Gary's. Yeah, poor Patty Duke was three. But, you know, what are you going to do? But, but I don't listen to everything that's out there. I mean, you can't. It's just, you know, you don't know what's truth and what's not truth. So, I doubt it very much.
Mississippi Senate passes House Bill 1523, one of the most sweeping anti-LGBTQ bills, which includes religious organizations. They could not refuse to service to gay, lesbian, whatever, businesses, organizations. I mean, what the fuck is this country coming to? I thought we were supposed to be all equal. And you're back in the fucking past. These governors... Politicians need to be shot and killed. I'm sorry. They need to all be hung. We need the death penalties for them to come and get fucking hung. How can you do this? This is disgusting. And you see what happened with Georgia. They were going to do it and what? All these people were going to take out they were going to close down their business in Georgia and move somewhere else where it's equal for everybody. And they would lose a lot of business. Then the governor gave in. Motherfucker.
Why don't they give them all truth serum?
I know. Give them. They're the ones that are probably molesting all those people. Shit.
We should demand that they all get truth serum or something.
I know. Get Wonder Woman to get them the golden lasso.
Oh God, he's living in a fantasy
truth.
World.
That's truth.
Carlo, what do you live with at night? What does he do? Is he living in a fantasy world?
I turn into Wonder Woman at night.
Does he tie a gold rope around you at night?
We don't have the board like that. We have a nice bed that doesn't have those. To tie someone up.
Does he like jump out of the bathroom in his Wonder Woman costume? Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
You hear that music playing? Dun, 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 Wonder Woman. And you're like, oh shit, not again.
Yes, I put those socks on and turn it to
it's like living that slot machine over and over again.
All of a sudden you hear him coming down the hall and then boots click, click, click.
You're wishing, you're naked, lady. I would never do that.
You know, the glare from the sparkle as he turns around and, like, you know.
And Carl comes out as the bionic woman. She fights you off.
I almost want to buy him a goddamn Wonder Woman suit. And he.
I know.
And,
I always had a crush on Wonder Woman.
In the red kicky boots and the bustier and the golden lasso.
I don't think so. I would never dress as a girl.
Oh, my
Sorry.
God. I could see him in it.
I
can
see
it with the
now.
Wig. With the crown and the wig.
Hollowing Adam's 2016 Christmas card. Wonder Woman.
Put his face in it. We'll cut out her face and put his face in that. I could do that, Adam. I can make you a Christmas card. We'll want to cut you.
I will kill you. I will kill you.
No. We would love it.
And I will kill you. Have you been watching Dancing with the Stars with Jody?
Huh?
Have you been watching Dancing with the Stars with Jody Sweden from Full House?
Yeah. I mean, she's not as good as that other girl, though. That other girl.
What's the Spanish dance? She's freaking good.
Not really.
Oh, come on. A lot of them cannot even dance like that, and she was freaking dancing good.
I've seen better.
Oh, please. Who?
I voted for her, all right? You can go on the internet. You can go on Facebook. You can click on the Dancing with the Stars, and you can vote right on Facebook. You get, like, we got 12 votes this time. And they give you, and you just click who you want to vote for. It just put in Dancing with the Stars official site, and you can every week just vote from Facebook. But, you know, when I voted, but I did give that other girl 2 votes. I gave Jody a lot, and I gave 1 to Kim Field, because I liked her. And I gave 2 to that
Kim
other
Field.
One, Megan, whatever. She was excellent.
I was glad Gerardo Idiot Rivera got off.
Oh, my God. I was praying. I cannot stand for him.
He
beat
the
shit
out of him to an
idiot. He was And then he did that Trump.
Elvis,
you know,
really?
that made people dislike him even more with the Trump. He would have been like,
Trump supporters would have voted
for him. He's friends with Trump.
And he made fun of him? That's why they voted his ass off.
No, he wasn't making fun of him. He was like, with his wife or whatever her name is, and they were doing from that, but he wasn't making fun of her. He even called up Trump to ask him if he minds, and he said no. You know, he was like, go ahead. You know, but that would have made me not want him just for that little one. What happened?
They're all the Dancing with the Stars is not exciting me this year.
Yeah,
no,
you know what? I lost interest. I watched a few dances. I watched Jody, whatever, and then I was like,
no. But usually the Latin night's my favorite night because I like the Latin dancing. But nobody really tells me that.
Shakira was on there. Ricky Martin and Pitbull. Then they really be some samba.
Those are professional dancers. Those are not.
Oh, it's J-Lo, and she could go on there.
They're not professional.
No, but all of them dancing is different than these other dances.
It's not exciting me anymore.
But you know what? They don't even have, like, some of the better dances that were there. The other one is...
No, like, they have Marla Maples, and there are always these football players. They're all black.
They always
have them on.
The two seasons I liked was when they had Mary Lopez.
And then
they
get the old
Lawrence.
They look like they go to the Social Security line to pick out the oldest stars going. So like,
only time I liked Dancing with Stars when it was good was when they had Mary Lopez and Joey Lawrence on the same show, and then they
that
had
was my
Candace
favorite.
Cameron,
are you kidding?
And then Candace Cameron and Winnie from Wonder Years. Winnie, she's fantastic, beautiful, still looks
that
the same.
Adam. All right, you got it.
Get out
your golden light,
though. Get out your golden bracelet. I am clicking down the hall. Click, 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 click.
He's
going to
be going.
I wish my teeth would
have been
like
that. Be careful of the invisible plane when you come in.
The invisible.
It'll be the house.
All you're doing is just see him in the sit position, coming down the hall.
And when she goes to Paradise Island with all the Amazons.
Oh my God! But that's still on in Saturdays. You said you had all the whole series, right?
I have the DVDs. I don't.
Yeah, I have all the DVDs. Yeah.
Upstairs.
Well, the lyrics, Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman, all the world is waiting for you and the power you possess.
There will be no one that replaces
in
her, no matter Lady Gadget, whatever her name is. The girl that's playing Wonder Woman in Batman versus Superman. I heard that was stupid. And she's stupid as Wonder Woman. I'm telling you, she does not fit the role. She's too small. Needs the one that's tall and freaking beautiful.
But did you ever read the lyrics to this song?
Yes. Waiting for you, so she's
fighting for your right in your old red, white, and blue. Wonder Woman, Wonder Woman. Now the world is ready for you.
That means you're saving the day.
And he wonders you can do, and the wonders you can do.
You could do.
Make a hawk a dove for war with love. Make a liar tell the truth.
Yeah, liars. We had that all in politicians.
But what's this part? Wonder Woman, get us out from under Wonder Woman. Who's under Wonder Woman?
Steve Trevor.
Hey, he wishes. I always thought he was gay, but he's not. I always thought that he came off to me as gay. I was like, oh, he's a gay character. But he wasn't a gay.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
The one that played Steve. He used to play in the Carbonet show. He used to play in Carbonet. Lionel Wagner.
I used to watch the Carbonet show.
Me too. I know him as Lionel Wagner.
Yeah, I know Lionel Wagner. Yeah, he that's his name. And on the show, he was Wonder Woman. I mean,
Maybe he was.
Same year, also the Bionic Woman came out, and there was Steve Austin, the $6 million man. So yeah, two Steves. It would have been nice if they did a crossover with the Bionic Woman, Lindsay Wagner, and Linda Carr, helping each other save the day. That'd be so awesome. One in slow motion and one in fast motion.
I always wanted
those two to team up.
You know, but Linda Carter, I mean, you like Wonder Woman, but you like Wonder Woman only if it's Linda Carter. Because I was at the comic book store with my daughter today because she went there with her boyfriend to see a boyfriend. I went to pick her up and I went in. And they had a Wonder Woman doll, and I said, yeah, you know, this would be nice, but if it was a Linda Carter Wonder Woman doll, Adam would love it. But it looked sort of like her, but it had the original old outfit on it. But I was like, it's not a Linda Carter one. She's, you know, I know you like anything that's really Linda Carter Wonder Woman.
I don't blame you.
I don't blame you because the only Superman I like is the one with Christopher Reeve.
No, I like the Man of Steel, the one that's in Batman and versus Superman. He's good looking.
Wow, my daughter's seen that movie.
What's his face? The one that played in Lois and Clark, he was good too. James Dean, Dean Cain. He was good.
Superman
was always cursed. The original Superman got cursed. The Christopher Reed, Dean Cain. After that show, he never made it. The other, when they redid the movie Superman a few years ago before Man of Steel with this guy, that guy didn't last long. He's not to be so shown anymore. And now they got this new guy, but at least he's doing good, making the money.
Oh.
The one that's in Man of Steel with Batman versus Superman. He's from that. They use the same guy from Batman, Man of Steel.
I don't like Man of Steel.
But he's good looking. You're just jealous. he's better than the other people.
Because I'm fat and ugly, I know that.
No, we used to not say that. Don't say that.
What is wrong with you, Carlo?
He's on
medication.
You're not
fat and ugly.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
The only type of modeling I could do is pretend to wear.
That's why I say when I say I'm going to go get another dress, I'm going to go call Omar the tent maker. Because I need a new dress. Who makes your underwear? Omar the tent maker. You know? That's an old. But you know, I gotta go. I gotta go speak to Jumbo because they asked me if I had any extra clothes. They want to put clothes on the elephant. Yeah, but I'm like, I'm okay with it. As long as I'm okay with it, it shouldn't bother anybody else. But then I get friends that go, stop doing that. Stop pulling yourself down. Stop talking about yourself. I said to them, I'm the only one that can talk about myself, so if I want to put myself down, I won't accept it from anybody else, but I can say what I want about myself. It's myself.
I always say it about myself. I'm truthful to myself. I know what I look like.
Yeah, but that's what I say. But that's what I say. I say, you know, I don't live in denial. I'm about the truth. You know, I have a mirror. I own a mirror.
I have mirrors in my house. I got
that's right.
A mirror on the wall. With the fattest on the wall.
Yeah, that's. I better not say that because I'm not going to your mirror because it'd be going, oh, well, we thought Carla was, but now we think it's you. You won the test, the contest.
Look, Disney even made a sculpture out of me. It's called Ursula.
No, that's me. My daughter wants me to be there for Halloween.
My brother said that was me for years, Ursula.
No, that's what my daughter. I swear to God, my daughter wants me to be there for Halloween, Ursula.
All right.
That's too complicated of a costume.
I would do it. Oh, that's what my daughter wanted me to ask you about. Her friend has some kind of a dress that needs to be taken out, and she's to add material. Could you do that?
Taken out?
Yeah.
Taken out, you could. See, like where you're adding it, like it's very hard to match material. Like you'll see it.
You know, my daughter had this red dress that I bought her for her high school prom or whatever, and it's beautiful. And I have it here, and I could show it to you one day. I added straps because you know, and I added a panel in the back because she couldn't zip it because her chest is so big. So I added a red panel in the back with snaps and thing. I gotta show it to you for one day. How I did it. But I know it taking out to add, you would have to split the seams on the side and add.
Yeah, then if it's a difficult color to match, you'll never, you know.
Let me ask
you,
Heather, what is it for, Heather? What outfit is it for?
And where does she want to let it out?
But where does she want to let it out? And what kind of outfit? What colors? Is it? Is it a costume? I didn't put any names or nothing. It's just talking about doing the seamstress. What's that got to do with anything? You don't even know who. We don't even know who she is. And is it for like a
is it a costume?
She's big. She's big chested, like Heather.
Right, but is it a costume or is it an outfit to wear to like a party?
Is it a costume or is it like a party outfit? Is it a dress? What's the matter? She doesn't want to go buy a new one? They don't make it in her size. So she do you know the color of it? What color is it? That is very hard to match up the material. She said she was going to get the material, so it would be her problem if it doesn't match.
Right, but what is it?
It's
is that stretchy material? Please don't tell me it's that stretchy material.
I don't know. I like the spandexy type.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass.
Heather said she thinks it's like the spandexy type.
Yeah, that's when you start ripping open the seam, it starts shredding.
Because that's like a nylon. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know, that's very hard.
Yeah. I'd have to see it to give you an honest opinion if it can be done or not. And if it's even worth
it.
She said,
you know what? My daughter sent it to me on Facebook. Oh, my God, Carlo, I can't even see how you would. I'm going to send it to you right now, all right? Heather, are you kidding me?
Can you hear me?
Oh, my God.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can
hear you.
I think I lost you.
You know, I don't even understand how you could even match this dress. This is a printed dress.
You get a printed dress.
She's buying fabric. How do I send that to you? Oh, forward. Okay. Forward to Adam. You want it too or no? Adam, you want
you
to
want
it or no?
A knockout.
No,
okay, I just clicked you. I just sent it to you through Facebook. I mean, she said she's going to get the material. That looks knit to me anyway. Are you kidding? Did you see it? He's seen it.
Let me see.
He's laughing.
It's on Facebook?
There's no way you're not going to see this.
He what?
There's no way.
She thinks it's ugly and looks like a couch.
Where is it?
It come outside in the little dining room.
Oh, I didn't send it over the computer of everybody to see. I sent it to Carlo. I don't know if she appreciated it.
No, no. Yeah, it just come in the dining room.
I asked you if you wanted me to send it to you, and Carlo said you probably don't.
You're gonna
never mind.
No matter what patch job you're gonna do, you're gonna see it.
Do you want me to send it to you, Adam?
Go ahead. I'll give you no thumbs up or down.
First of all,
you know what I'm gonna hear after you see this? You're gonna be hearing this. That's him puking.
First of all, if she paid that price that's down here, it's going to cost her more for the material than it is just to go buy a new dress.
Oh, I didn't even see the price on it. Let me look.
If she only paid that price.
$40?
Of,
come on, $40.
There's
go buy
no way
dress.
The material's going to cost you three times as much.
Heather, what size is this? They're saying size 2.
Your hand 2?
What? This is even more funnier. The dress is a size 2. She needs you to make it a size 8.
I didn't get it.
Crazy.
Oh, my God. You didn't get it.
That's making a whole new dress. But does Heather realize what it takes to make a dress like real? Letting it on is only like a couple of inches, not 18 sizes.
I get it. To make a dress larger, you put a couple of inches. You might take out a seam. But your
$100. It's gonna be over $100 just in labor alone.
Ew. I want to kill people. Why did that guy go to jail? Oh, my God. Breaking news. Listen to this.
It's not
going to
happen.
Wait. Listen to this.
Oh,
breaking
God,
news. Tragic news. Dad arrested for forcing his 8-year-old son to eat dead puppy as punishment.
Oh. Oh, people are sick, Adam. We know that.
Just hang them. Why put them in jail? Just freaking bring back the death penalty. Don't get them freaking...
Some of people like...
He said, I sent it now, Adam. He said that it will cost $100 just to even start that procedure on labor alone.
What?
Yeah,
all I see is hairdos. The hairdo that you wanted.
Go down further.
Oh,
yes,
the dress?
Go down. Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Ew, that's ugly.
My daughter thinks it's ugly, too. Adam went in. That's ugly.
What's she trying to do? Egyptian lady?
Does she want my
honest ugly
advice?
Dress? Well.
Would be the burner.
Just throw it up. Cut it up and throw it in the garbage. Donate it.
I hope
she
will sit on a couch with a similar pattern because nobody will be able to notice her.
She'll just blend in.
She'll blend in. She wants a size 2 dress made it.
She
give
you the dirty look?
Made it to a size 8.
Is she giving you the dirty look because we're making fun of her? That dress is so freaking ugly. Oh my God. Not even an ugly person will wear it.
It's not.
She could just buy the material like that and then have it made from scratch.
Oh my God, that's disgusting. Does she need glasses?
Heather, number one, she spent $40 for it, so it's not going to be cheaper. She's going to have to pay more for it. But
especially
you're not going to find that material. Ooh. Where are you going to find material like that? You're going to go to, like, the where they sell couches?
No, but even if...
Not the couches!
Even to let it out, you have to...
Maybe the beds! Blend it with the bed!
You can't even put a piece in it. It has to make a whole new dress because a size 8 frame and a size 2 frame are nowhere near each other. It's all kidding aside.
They're not kidding.
Even if it went to a 4, you could probably make it somewhat. But you're jumping 4 sizes.
I know. That's a bit much. It is a bit much.
You can't do it. It's impossible.
I know that you're trying to help her, but he really can't help her on this. He's a seamstress, but that's like a dress that you would have to do from scratch because there's no way anybody's going to be able to put a piece in that and have it look normal.
No, not for that big. You have to put pieces everywhere. And the labor alone and intense. Like, you would have to rip open the sides, the back, the front.
Yeah,
you have to make it look
even saying the labor alone, because you have to strip it all the way from under to the arm to the sleeve to down, all the way down, and make it into 2 pieces. And then you got to work on each piece. It's not the nicest looking dress, but, you know, I mean, that's near impossible.
And you would have to even rip down the sleeve. You have to put pieces underneath the sleeve. Like, come underneath the sleeve, that whole side, you have to rip it all open.
I am.
On the 2 sides. And hopefully you put enough in to make it last. If not, then you start ripping up the back in it.
Well, she told me size 8 on
it
side.
It is so ugly, people.
A four.
Even the ugly, even a dead won't even like it. Oh, my
four,
God.
A 4, you could have got away with it. But an 8,
that's an ugly dress. I'm sorry.
And you're talking about a chesty 8?
Yeah.
You know who we're talking about, right? You know who's an 8 in chesty.
Yeah.
So that's like making something for her. There'd be no way. You would have to do this.
That was funny. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh at that. Tell her I'm sorry, but it's like it's.
It's ugly.
There's no way. You wouldn't even be able to match that.
It's ugly.
No, I know.
It's
and even
hard.
If you got basic, even if you got basic black, you're gonna have black all over the place. You're gonna have more black than the pattern.
I know. Oh, I'm sorry. But
what possesses people to buy things like this?
Well, I don't know. They make them.
No, but what possessed you to buy something in your own size and not your size and then think you're going to be able to fix it?
Maybe she was a size 2 and that she loved that dress. I don't know. They don't make it her size. They don't make it. She thank God they don't make it her size. Let the skinny bitches walk around with that ugly piece of shit dress on.
Where's she going with it?
I don't know. I'd have the face. Yeah, but
you saw still part of mine just from that. I'd be like, what?
That was funny. I'm sorry.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
it's just telling me what? I thought you were gonna say it's like 10 or 16. I was like.
It's an ugly color. It's ugly. Oh my god! Only you must be going. She must be going senile. To wear a dress like that. Ugh. Gross.
Well, somebody made it.
Oh my god! That's not even freaking J-Lo will wear it. But then again, she'll wear anything.
Well, she some nice clothes. Man. Yeah, but she's how old now? Like 46 or something?
Yeah, Carl's age.
No, Carl, are you 46 now?
45.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, you'll be 46. You'll be 45 tonight.
Yeah.
Right? 45 tonight?
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I never get this right. May 12th.
No, close enough.
May 11th.
Yeah,
I never get it right. I was going to say 11th, and then I went for the 12th. God damn it.
You're close enough.
I didn't know that she had a doctor's appointment on the 24th. It wasn't written down. So we missed it, so I had to make it for the following week. But,
you got to keep the date.
They haven't given you the results yet?
No. I don't know.
What are they waiting for, miss?
What's that?
Why are you waiting so long for the results? Shouldn't they give it to you? What are they waiting for, Christmas?
No, well, my mother's every month, so they figure they get it done, and then you just come in there and they report, you know.
It's something of urgency they would have called you.
My daughter thought they mailed it to me. I'm like, she says to me, and I'm like, they never mail it. They wait till you get there and see it, you know, talk to you about it. Half the time, you wouldn't even know what the hell you're looking at. You know, for to mail it, but
that's funny.
I'll find out more. But I have to go.
What the hell did you put on Facebook with this toilet bowl?
I know.
Oh,
I was like, you're whack.
What the hell is this?
Who's your marble?
It's some kind of plunger. Now,
who the hell's a plunger?
No, watch it. You put this plastic thing over it. It sticks to the turbo and everything. Then you push on it like a plunger a couple of times, and then it opens up so it doesn't spill all over you. Yeah. But I don't understand that.
Hold on. Wait, hold on. I got to get the plastic. I got
to go. Meanwhile, the turbo's getting higher and higher, and you're screaming, oh my god, oh my god, get a plunger, oh my god, it's going to leak out of the floor. You have to sit there and stick that on. Oh, wait a minute, I got to crook it. Wait, take it off, put it back on. I got no, wait, wait, give me another one.
And this thing is always in Chinese.
Kumbaya.
You know, they're always in some kind of a different language and stuff. Like, I like that comedy stuff. You see the apples, the witches, the Snow White apples with Mary Rice Krispies?
Yeah.
Or the baby socks bouquet I put up there. That's nice if you're going through a shower.
Yeah, the Snow White apples, man.
Snow White apples. Give somebody a poison apple that you don't like.
Oh, I got glasses, just letting you know.
Oh, yeah, Adam went to the eye doctor.
And they said
glasses.
He's blind?
No, I could see. I'm not blind. I just need reading glasses or something.
They gave him glasses, but the recommendation is that he goes to have a full eye exam by an optometrist.
I know.
What?
Well, it's
who gave him glasses, though?
He was a kid.
He went to Sterling.
He went to Sterling,
so he had a visit done by the ophthalmologist. But they're telling him he needs a,
that's the person.
A more thorough eye exam because.
Yeah. Well, didn't they give him an eye exam?
They did,
but I don't know why she said go. I have no freaking idea. It's an old woman. Maybe she's going to see now, too.
Well, what made you go in there? You can't see too good?
No, he's so close. He's so close to the computer screen, he could be in it.
It's the light from the. It's my blue eyes, okay? I should be wearing glasses since I was a kid. I threw them out because they were bifocals and people called me Four Eyes. And, you know, back then, the torment, the teach, you know, the bullying and crap with the glasses, I didn't like that. So, never wore them. But I need it for, like, reading and far away. Well, nearsighted, too. I mean, I can see people. I'm not, like, blurry like my friend Marissa, her son is. Without the glasses, he can't see. That's how blurry he can't see you. Me, I'm not like that. I could see people. I see everyone normal. It's just that when it's reading and the computer, I squint and, you know. So
I'm not going to hear, because when I pull out my glasses, you're making fun of me?
No.
No.
Glasses, oh, God,
now
I look like an old spot.
Now you can do the same thing when he pulls out his.
Well, you don't
I
have
want,
to wear
may not wear
the
them.
Time. You have to wear them for reading, right? Let me tell you something. You're gonna
I know what they
them.
Are.
When you start mixing up things that really isn't whatever, you're going to be like, give me them glasses. You know, I thank God.
I tried to take care of my eyes. She was asking me all these questions, like, oh, I see I use eye drops all the time to clear eyes because I get dry eyes quickly. Oh, okay. Then she put the light in my eye. Oh, blah, blah, blah. She didn't really tell me much. I was like, this is why I don't like freaking doctors. They don't tell you shit. I don't have cataracts. That's good. So.
You know what? But if you wait, right, and I believe that, you know, they can help you in some situations. And if you wait too long, there's no turning back. So never wait. Don't be foolish. You're not
right.
Stupid.
So that's right.
You know?
Get them and just get them. That's fine.
Because
there's nothing wrong.
I used to get nervous. Like, when I was young, when they put your arm, now you don't have to put your hand over your one eye. They use this new machine that does that, covers your eye, and you look at the right and the left. And I'm like, oh, this is different than when I went to school. And she's like, oh, then it's like you're looking at a mirror with these the E upside down, F, whatever, how many lines you can read. I was like, oh, Jesus. I just
you
get
know,
petrified.
You get these signs for a reason, though, and you get signs, and it's people that don't pay attention to them is just showing their ignorance. Don't make things worse for yourself. In the past, I waited.
Hey, Ted,
look where I am.
Blurry. I don't see nothing as blurry. It's just that when it comes to the computer, I blame it on them being too close to the TV. But she's the lady was like, no, it's not for that. I was like, yes, it is. Look at me that.
Ever since I've been on the computer, my eyes have gotten four times worse, and it is the computer. Most people that are on the computers all the time because they work on them at work, eyesight is shot to hell.
Yeah, well, that's me.
You always have to take a 15-minute break from the computer.
A 15-minute break ain't going to do shit.
There's no such thing as 15-minute break.
You know, I mean,
computers
destroy your eyes, destroys your arm. It gives you carpal tunnel.
How can it give you carpal tunnel?
A lot of people got carpal tunnel from the computer with the mouse.
Well, of course, the way they type so fast, yeah, of course. And of course, if your hands are not tilted
and
up right like they tell you to do it in school, I think they should go back to typewriters the old-fashioned way.
The mouse with me, I had to switch it from the right hand to the left. My mouse is on the left side. That's why when you see me when I go on your computer, I use the left. You ever notice me using it on the left side?
Why? You're righty.
Because, no, I'm lefty. But
you're lefty. You use it lefty.
I'm a Scorpio lefty, just like your mom. I just happen to not be like your mom. But,
well, I got news for you. She's going down to June.
She's going home?
There is no home. She's just going to probably stay with Virginia because April's coming up for Brandon's kindergarten graduation. I said, really? So she wants to go down
That's
for Christina's birthday. She wants to go, yeah, she wants to go 2 weeks. She wants to see if someone could come up because she wants to go down, if April could come up a little earlier because she wants to go down to Christina's birthday. I'm like, why? They don't even bother with you. I just stay out of it. I'm like, I don't care no more. I'm done. And
how
she's
was
money.
Your, how
well,
was your
me.
Easter
she's getting
with
money
her?
Back. She's getting money back, and she won't even tell me anything, you little bitch.
Well, actually, she doesn't have to, but don't worry about
first,
that. But,
well, she, no, what sucks is she always had to pay. Now all of a sudden she's up here, she does it up here. She's not paying. There's something not right, unless she's been lying to me since all those years, like always.
Could be.
Wonder why I lied once. Yeah, I was
going
to move.
Yeah, hey, she's still hopping on it, huh? She still shows it in your face?
Yeah, every once in a while when she's in a good mood. And I tell
I would say to her, listen, you lied to me. Adam, I would have said, listen, you lied to me so many times, I'm surprised you're not fucking Pinocchio. Anyway,
yeah, I know.
But,
it's not always China that knows.
But how was Issa? Was she good?
She was good, but she had a cough. Because Brandon was sick for the whole week. He probably had bronchitis or whatever, and then she wound up with a bad cough. When
oh
I called her before, she had this cough. She's like, oh, it's a tickle. I'm like, no, doesn't sound like a tickle. It's you're probably getting sick because the kid. Because your daughter don't fucking open the windows or spray the fucking house.
You know, it's not good for her to get bronchitis.
I know.
She was
I don't know
she
if
she was a mope.
What?
She was moping?
Yeah, I know.
Did she touch anybody?
Yeah, she was playing
no.
with the kid, baby. She was playing with the baby. She like, she couldn't, no. she could talk, but she her throat was sore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what she told me. Because when, you know, it was a time
phone.
When Wendy, you know, when Wendy was supposed to come over and she didn't because her son wind up getting sick that day, going to medieval times. He was sick in the morning, but then she took him out that same day. So they have no fucking mental brains up there.
Well, you know, well, she's a sick kid's not good for her, but
that's why she stays upstairs in
the baby.
Room.
I see he was afraid he didn't like the Easter Bunny again.
No.
You know, he doesn't like Santa. Aww.
Yeah, he'll get over it. Usually when they're 3 years old, they get over it.
But what, did you take him to the mall on Easter?
Oh, we didn't
No, my
it.
Brother took him during the week.
Oh. But the
that
poor
is
thing.
That's an ugly dress, when you know.
But what?
That's still an ugly dress.
Yeah, but,
well,
I don't, you know, Adam... Your mother, I mean, I don't think she should be around sick children. She's that's bad for her heart. But you know, she's not a happy woman.
She's not. She doesn't listen. And I asked her, she goes, oh, why are you? Because I asked, did you get your money yet? She's like, no, why? But I said, just asking. God, what do you think? I was going to ask you for money?
Tell you over $20 for the cab.
Yeah, she didn't even pay me. She's like, oh, I had it in my wallet. I was like, really? You fucking liar. Don't lie to me.
She didn't pay you?
No.
Nope.
I think she paid me for the other 3 times I gave her money to go fucking back home.
She did or she didn't?
Didn't. I don't know if she paid me. I have no clue.
Nope,
I
she didn't.
Don't let her get away with it. What is that called?
Nope, she didn't.
You know, that woman's got more money than freaking God.
And she didn't even pay anything. And then Wendy goes, you know, she's bringing up all my bills, my bills. My mother's telling me that today. I was like, well, at least you could do is, you know, you live in rent free and shit like that. You should just help her with one of the bills. I mean, you're watching her kid for free too, but still, you're living in a free house. You're not paying anything. So the $58,000 you're making a year, what the fuck are you doing with it? I still don't know how she...
You know,
no
my
money.
Mother, my mother
and,
used to watch.
And she lied. And she lied. Remember, she said she every month she's going to give me $200. She hasn't given me nothing.
You should have brought it up. Anyway, I want to know what you're getting, so see if I can get that $200 you promised. But
hey, no.
She, you know, when I had Heather, I was left by her father at 5 months pregnant, so basically I was on my own. So when Heather got a little older, whatever, my mother used to go to work every morning. My mother used to babysit my daughter and sleep in the bed with her at night and not get the great sleep and never charged me a penny because she's grandma.
Yeah, well, like my grandmother took care of 4 other kids, not us. I mean, only on the weekends we would go over because there were 6 of us. But 4 of them, she lived in my aunt's house, and I don't know if they paid her rent or anything, but they paid her to babysit the kids. So, you know, it's bull that, you know, you should at least, you know. Well, my mother doesn't need the money because she didn't babysit. She babysit Brittany for free. She did that with Eve's kids. So, you know, she can't just say, oh, because I'm, you know, at least I'm not taking money from her. So she's saving $400 a month for a babysitter. Well, when you tell her that you got to go Jude, she's going to be pissed.
Oh, she doesn't know yet? But she's not
coming
back. No,
because
back,
I said, you better
right?
not let her know the last minute. Like, I thought she knew about when she wanted to go to see Brittany. Oh, did steam come out of Wendy's head? Really? You got to fucking leave me like that? She tells me at my house. Mika calls in, and I was like, oops, I guess I wasn't supposed to say nothing. I thought she knew, but I guess not. I don't think she's going to come back either.
What's here for her, really, other than babysitting?
Well, let's see. She needs to get a doctor checked up. She could go to NYU, get checked up there. She's just too fucking greedy. Cheap. Get insurance. I tell you, you could get insurance. Whatever.
Because, she has the Elvis impersonator there and everything.
Come on. There's nothing down there anyway. None of her kids talk to her. Her 2 boys are homeless again.
Well, she's supposed to be living with them, I thought.
Well, David was getting too lazy on weekends, so it was his relaxed time. And what happened, the people that he put into his house when my mother wasn't there anymore at the time, took them in, and then now they kicked them out. I said, really? See, that's why you don't bring people in. They're not your fucking friends down there. They're drug addict, trailer park trash, all of them. I don't like any of them in Florida. I don't trust anybody. I would never take any strangers into my house. Oh, because she's pregnant. Oh, I don't care. Go freaking live in a shelter or something. Go
what do you mean? They didn't
and
know who they were?
No, they knew it. They were friends. I guess they worked with them or something, one of them, I guess, and I don't know. But I would never take them in because you don't know how the hell they reacted and what happened. You lose your house, you go stay with them, and then you find out the truth about them because the lady's taken out because she's pregnant her husband, so he's taken out his, and then you get out. And then David's stupid because he paid $15,000 for a new truck. It said, did I go into an apartment? So, not my problem. Not my problem.
No,
but
it's not your problem. No.
I
all right,
can't
guys,
listen.
It's about that time. The clock is ticking on the wall. It's what is it? 10:30? 11:30? 11 o'clock?
10:20. No, 10:24.
You know, well, I let you go so you can get some rest because I don't want you. If I stop by tomorrow, I don't want you all tight and shit. Now,
I'm not going to be tight, Paul.
You know, but, well, Carla gets up so damn early.
Yeah,
I
know
you do,
you
too, because you work, you know, I can't see doing that to somebody. You know, I appreciate you coming on here. Of course I do. But
right,
I don't want you to lose sleep either.
You can come over anytime you want tomorrow. We're not doing anything.
Well, your beauty sleep. Well, you know, hopefully I'll be done with her by 9:30. That's not nice, but I really do like the girl. But we don't usually stay out long. She said that she's going to be home around 7, so I guess I'm going to be around around 7. The store, the place is between Watt and Hart Boulevard. She lives right around it, so it's right up the street. And then to take her home, and then I'll just, I'll make it, how do I get to your house from there? Oh, boy.
That's GPS?
Near Hart Boulevard.
No, that's easy. Come, go up to Victory. Go to Forest and Victory, and when you're at, instead of turning left to go down to
Richmond Terrace,
you turn the right to go where PS29 is. Then you turn on Slots and come up the hill straight down, and bring you up that same hill.
No,
you know what St. Teresa's is?
Well, not really. I know that if I go all the way down, I can hit Victory Boulevard.
No,
and I know if I make a right on Victory Boulevard, then
it's
Clove Road.
Just keep taking it till you get to Victory and Slauson, where you see.
Yeah, but couldn't
Teresa
I take Clove? Couldn't I? Because if I go all the way down to Victory and I go and make a right, then if I make a left, I hit Clove Road.
I could do that.
You could do that too.
You could do that too. Yes.
Then I would go down Clove Road. And it connects to, that's not Richmond Road, is it? Where does it connect to Richmond Road?
Clove Road, Richmond Road. Yeah, it connects.
Yeah, it'll take you over the highway and then you just call it the service.
Over the highway, like if you're going where the old CSI is, but, you know, and that you got to go overpass, yeah. By, you know, over there.
Because I know going down that pass, that Clove Road, that's like where the what you call it is like
where the road has to go
that,
that way.
I could go all the way down Forest Avenue and just make a left on Clove Road and get straight down.
Yeah, there you go.
You go over the expressway, make that little left turn, and then when I make that left turn, then I make that quick right turn.
Yeah, you can do that.
Wow, you get so smart. You lived on Staten Island your whole life.
Well, I know that area. I know that area around there. And
no,
I have my GYN's right there. Right around from Clove. You know, and I know that area. So I'll try it so I might see you.
We'll be up. Trust us. We'll be up.
Hey, like me, I don't even drive and I know all the directions along the place.
I know. See, but that's because you don't drive and you get to watch them and look at all of them. You know what? There was many years I didn't drive and I still didn't know. I mean, I know some directions on the island. But
as long as you don't
like
go
you,
over any
you know,
bridges.
You know what? Oh, well, no, I'm good with the bridge.
You'll never get lost if you don't go over any of the bridges, so you'll be fine.
Who? Me?
You. Yeah.
Yeah,
as
I won't
long
get,
you know,
I won't even get lost if,
as long as you don't wind up in Park Hill, okay?
You know, I mean, when it's getting warm, we got to, like, take a trip over to Walmart and all that shit, go over to Jersey.
Yeah, well,
go over to Jersey.
Yeah, definitely.
You like Jose Tahoe's or whatever? Jose Tahoe's
yes.
or whatever the name is? You
Jose
know, I it's okay. I used to go there with my friend all the time. She loved it. I was
right.
okay with
I'm
it.
I'm not crazy about it. It's all right.
Yeah, I'm not big with it, but, you know.
But they don't have the macaroni.
But I know there's so many people love that, and I'm like, it's all right.
Well, macaroni
you know?
Grill was good. The bread was delicious.
No, I never had that. I never went there.
Oh,
my
God. It's like round, and you dip it in the olive oil, and oh, my God, it comes out real hot, and it's like brick oven. Everybody comes out. You can see the cooks, the chefs cooking.
Sounds like
and
an Arby thing, but.
No, it's not. And the raviolis were good. They give you a lot of money, you know, for your money's worth. A lot of raviolis, so.
Yeah, but,
it was a good place in Jersey. Don't know where it was, though.
Well, you know, when it gets a little bit nice, it's been beautiful today, but, you know. Anyways, but I managed to make it there somehow.
All right. You'll get there, don't worry.
Your pizza will be waiting.
I thought you were making pizza pies. I really did.
I tell you, I'm making the annual Easter pie, and you're like,
22.
Okay.
They only do it once a year. 22 of them they made.
Oh, my God, but there's so many people. You had a few left over.
Family,
huh?
With her family.
What'd you say, honey?
You had a few pies left over, though, right?
Yeah.
A lot.
You had a lot?
No.
Ooh,
we
yummy.
Divide them up. We make them for who we have to hand them out to.
Oh, yeah, then you give them to, yeah. That's your
yeah,
prize.
Yeah, one family, so.
I want an Easter basket with just one of those meat pies in it.
if you're one of the lucky recipients, you get a pie. If you're not a lucky recipient, oh, well.
I mean, I wasn't even there, and I'm getting some of it. Woo, woo.
I know.
That's because we love you. If we hated you, I wouldn't be talking to you.
Like I said,
but,
if you're in my inner circle and I love you, you get a pie. If I don't,
I love you, too, and don't think I just love you for your food.
Oh, yes, you do, because it's a lie. All right, we'll let you go.
That's why you're wearing a size 2 dress to go into a size 10.
I mean, when I met you, I was a size 10, but we're not even going with size I am
now. Oh, please don't lie. I was a size 34. Look at me now. I'm fat and ugly.
Another one with the fat and ugly. What was it, the fat and ugly club? Well, I'll be there tomorrow.
Welcome to Fat and Ugly Club. How can I help you?
I'm going to get T-shirts made up. The fat and ugly
with
club.
With a fat club.
Fat and ugly one. Fat and ugly two.
Hey, it's Fat Albert.
Twiddle-deed and twiddle-dom and twiddle-do.
Twiddle-deed. Twiddle-dee, twiddle-dum, and twiddle-dee-at. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Darling.
Okay.
Well,
love you.
Evening.
Thank you for joining.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I said follow the yellow brick road or follow the glowing Wonder Woman light for hours.
Yes, follow the gold.
I'll have Alice run around so you can get the beaming light.
Where's he going to put that gold rope around, though, I want to know.
Yeah.
He's going to laugh for you. All right, baby, I'll see you tomorrow.
All
have
right,
a good night.
See you tomorrow. Have a good night, honey. Love you.
All right, love you. Yeah, my friends, I do love. I mean, how can you not love people that care about you, that feed you? You know, I mean, this guy can cook. He's all Italian. He can cook like I've never seen anybody cook. I haven't been to restaurants. I want to open a business with him. I haven't been to restaurants that cook as well as this person. And if we ever decide to do that in a business, I will let you all know that are in New York or Staten Island area, you'll want to taste his food, trust me. It's out of this world, and it's real pure Italian food. His mother is Italian, and she had 5 kids, and she used to, you know, really cook and everything. And he speaks Italian, the whole bit. I mean, you know, it's excellent. So, but more than that, he's a great friend, and they're very good. They're very good people, and I'm so happy I met them. And I hope that you have friends like I do. I have pretty good friends. And with that note, find yourself a real good, decent friend. Heck with a boyfriend. Find a really good, decent friend you could trust. And then you got it all. And have a wonderful tomorrow.